أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, continuing with our journaling on the Quran, today we come to the last of the ayat in the series of Ya Ayyuhan Nas, O human beings. And it is my favorite ayah of the Quran. I absolutely adore this ayah. It just teaches us so much. And this ayah is from Surah number 49, which is Suratul Hujurat. And it's ayah number 13. Now let's see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. He says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O human beings. Inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. Indeed, we have created you from one man and one woman. We're part of one big family. We're not, there's no difference. We were created from one man and one woman. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَرَفُوا. And we made you into different kinds of nations and tribes so that you may recognize each other, so you may appreciate the diversity of cultures. The word عُرف, تَعَرَفُ, عُرف, comes from that same word, tradition, culture. So you may enjoy diversity, respect diversity. It's phenomenal. Can you imagine if we were all exactly the same community? Oh my goodness. So he says, the reason why you're different is that you are able to appreciate diversity. And then he says, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most honored, the most respected from in the law with Allah is the one who is the most God conscious. The word taqwa is used, and we'll look at it in a minute. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Surely Allah is knowing and Allah is aware. So what is taqwa? The term taqwa comes from the Arabic root waqaya, which means protection or support. So taqwa is a concept of having self-restraint. It's used about 251 times in the Quran, and in essence, it is protecting oneself from something that will harm that person, sometimes translated as fear or avoidance. Now, since protection from something requires a feeling of fear alongside it, then metaphorically to refer to it as fear of God is possibly the right thing to say. But in essence, it is talking about protection from anything that will harm the human being. It's not about performing religious obligations such as prayer and fasting, but it's about living a life where a human being abandons all that which is immoral, all that which is not right, and comes to a state of absolute God consciousness. And as we see in this ayah, Allah says, all the diversity in the world, whatever it is, it's all there to be appreciated and acknowledged. But at the end of the day, the most honored of human beings are the ones who are God conscious. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us those who are muttaqi. I'd like to end with an extract from Nahjul Balagha where Imam Ali says, most honored with Allah is the one with taqwa. He says, do not pretend to obey Allah, but obey Him sincerely and faithfully. Let this desire of obedience be engraved in your mind and be deep-rooted in your heart. Let it rule over all your words and all your deeds. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ